TSP has a calculator linked up on its website to help you know what you're doing instead of guessing if you're saving enough. Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs at the TSP, is here to help you figure out what to do. And fortunately, none of this involves anything outside the United States. It's all like Royal Bank of Canada, none of that, Tom. It's all internal here, isn't it?
That's right. It really is. And I must give credit to one other institution of government that's key to this, and that's the Office of Personnel Management, because that's where the federal ballpark estimate calculator is actually located. We have a link to it from our webpage, but they're the ones who set it up. Because, as you know, OPM is responsible for the overall retirement benefits package and its adequacy, and so they include the a way to look at the basic defined benefit, either FERS or CSRS or CSRS offset, so your Social Security benefits, what you can expect to get from Social Security, as well as the TSP, and kind of put it all together in an easy-to-assemble estimate of how well you are doing on your road to retirement security.
The idea of the calculator is a great one because there are a lot of people, I think, more so than we would like to think of, that are just kind of guessing. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I'll pivot a little bit and plug the L funds that the Thrift Savings Plan operates, because they are a terrific way for somebody who's planning to really plan well and not have to worry about the rebalancing all the time.
That's right. And actually, the ballpark estimator is kind of the same thing. You can just drop in every once in a while and see how you're doing. It's not something that you want to check every night as you're before you go to bed and make sure that everything is safe.
The calculator is linked up on our homepage at federalnewsradio.com. We have it on the in-depth page, too. The concept of the three-legged stool is one that we've talked about a number of times before, Tom. Where did that originate from? It's been around for a while.
Actually, it hasn't, though, for federal employees. Remember, before 1986, before FERS was enacted, federal employees were covered by CSRS, and they were not covered by the Social Security system. Now, I was lobbying for the National Active and Retired Federal Employees at that time, and we resisted being covered by Social Security because the civil service retirement system was a full retirement system that predated Social Security, and it provided an adequate level of benefits for everyone. However, it does not provide the other insurance aspects that Social Security provides that can be very valuable in particular to lower graded employees. So this switch actually broadened the benefits that people get from their employment with the federal government to include the Social Security coverage as well. So and still I see there, as you no doubt have seen, there are many stories with regard to state employees and potential changes to retirement systems in the various states. And I saw a number the other day, which I was not surprised at, that 30% of current state employees are still not covered by Social Security. So Social Security is one leg of the stool. The defined benefit that you get from your years of service and contributions is the second, and then your savings, either through with the TSP or with your 401k, is the third leg, and it gives you that stable platform.
All right, we have a little bit more on the three-legged stool on our website too. Board meeting today. What did you cover?
Well, we pretty much we went over 2011 and what happened there, as well as the plan for 2012 with regard to Roth being rolled out. Roth continues to be on time, and we will be sending out materials, as I told you last week, along with the 2011 participant statements to all 4.5 million participants to let them know what to expect from Roth. We also went over the returns and the participation rates for 2011. TSP continues to grow, took in $25 billion in new contributions last year alone. Here's one thing that was a little bit surprising, but we looked into it. The participation rate for FERS employees dropped from 85.2% to 84.6%, and we wanted to understand that, went in and took a look at it. And we found that there were indeed, toward the end of last year, at any rate, a larger larger number of separations than we had been used to in the end of the year, and that that affected the rate. Also, we had a number of people hit the elective deferral limit before the 26th pay period, so they missed out on that last matching contribution, which is not a good thing. And then we had a little nick up from 2.7 to 2.8% of the opt-out rate.
Mm-hmm.
But here are a couple of the numbers that will get your attention. In 2010, we had 189,392 participants who contributed the maximum allowed, 16,500. And in 2011, that number went up to 205,113 who were contributing that contributed at the $16,500 level.
That's very interesting in a pay freeze year.
Yes.
Where, I mean, there's a little bit of increase overall in compensation, but certainly not enough to drive that kind of number, I wouldn't think.
Right. Well, people are continuing to push to, and they're looking toward the future and toward their future retirement security, and that's a good thing. That's one of the benefits of this type of plan where you control it. You decide how much you're going to put into it, and that's what determines your retirement security down the line.